You're listening to SBS News.
As the death toll from the Murrindy Bridge collapse continues to rise, the Italian government has announced a state of emergency. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte says such a tragedy shouldn't happen in 2018.
Sono tragedie che sono inaccettabili.
These are unacceptable tragedies that should not happen in a modern society. This government will do everything to prevent such tragedies from happening again.
The bridge, built in 1967, was part of a toll motorway linking the port city of Genoa with southern France. It collapsed during torrential rain on Tuesday, sending more than 30 vehicles crashing onto a riverbed, railway tracks and two warehouses. Government ministers have been quick to point the finger at toll road operator Autostrada, a part of Italian group Atlantia, which operates half of Italy's motorways. Visiting the disaster scene, Italian Transport Minister Danilo Toninelli says Autostrada will be required to help pay for the bridge to be rebuilt. He says the government is also looking to fine the firm and cancel its concession.
Un paese civile e moderno come l'Italia non può permettersi.
In a modern and civilized country like Italy, we cannot afford to see tragic events like this. It is not acceptable, and those who made a mistake will have to pay until the end. The first action we will do is go and check the stipulated convention with Autostrada and revoke this concession and heavily penalize those who I think have not fulfilled the clear contractual obligation regarding maintenance. It's up to the dealership to maintain and monitor safety, and if a bridge like this in Genoa has collapsed, that means that it was not done.
In light of the event, Deputy Prime Minister Luigi Di Maio says the government has ordered infrastructure checks across the country.
We are responsible for all national infrastructures, and we will be looking at other facilities and assets which are in these kind of conditions. This is not an isolated case that we're looking at. We're going to look at everything across the board.
Structural engineering experts say there are a large number of reinforced concrete bridges of the same age in Italy, Europe, the US and Canada that are showing signs of deterioration. Dr. Colin Caprani is a senior lecturer in structural engineering at Monash University in Melbourne. He says the risk of fatality from a bridge collapse is 100 times less than being killed by lightning, but he's concerned aging infrastructure is increasing those odds.
The general trend is that we're approaching the end of the working lives of a lot of this infrastructure, and I'm worried that we're going to see more of this. We have to be vigilant that other older bridges don't have the same impact on public safety.
Dr. Caprani lists natural disasters, overloading, deterioration and foundation problems as the leading causes of bridge collapse. He's calling for smart sensor technology to be installed on old bridges to monitor the effects of external factors on their structural integrity.
These sensors will measure things like strain, accelerations, corrosion depth, temperature, humidity. We need all that information in order to check that our mathematical models are giving us similar results to the behaviour of the structure in the field.
There's been discussion around the need to replace what is arguably Australia's most iconic bridge, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, over the past decade. But RMIT University Deputy Dean of Research and Innovation, Sajiva Satunga, says it's other, less notable structures that the public should be concerned about.
The road authorities are taking care of all the iconic structures, so Sydney Harbour Bridge or the Westgate Bridge in Melbourne, they have been maintained and managed quite well. So what I would be worried about are the structures which haven't received the same attention and which may be are not identified as iconic structures but still have a significant community service provided.
There are questions over whether a summer storm bringing torrential rain played a role in the Murrindy Bridge collapse. As the occurrence of freak weather events becomes more frequent, Professor Satunga says maintenance of bridges will need to be adapted.
The frequency and intensity of natural hazards are increasing. You need to understand the effect of these events on the existing structures, especially the structures where there is a significant community impact if the structure fails.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.